the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have this right on the line. Amy Carson and her friend Angela, are you both there?
Yes, hi, Dr. Stan.
And Angela Medlin?
Hi, Dr. Monteith. Yes, this is Angela.
All right, fine. So, and we're going to be there from Moms Against Mercury. And, of course, why are you against mercury? I mean, do you honestly think that the government would put something or allow something to be put in the vaccines that was harmful to our children? Now, let's start out with Amy. I'm asking you a rhetorical question.
Well, absolutely. Well, that's an easy but a hard question.
All right, fine. Well, that's why I asked you instead of Angela. Go ahead.
Well, why does the government do a lot of things they do? I feel they may have good intentions to begin with, and then when they realize they've done a big oops, they have a hard time, this country, accepting responsibility and liability for what they've done. I am a mom. I'm well educated. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I realize how toxic mercury is, and it is to me, you know, a ludicrous thing to think that they ever thought putting mercury in vaccines that are injected into children was ever a good notion. But I believe what stemmed a lot behind it is that it's a cheap material, and it's easily accessible, and it enables the vaccine manufacturers to mass produce and make maximum profit. So what I feel it boils down to is money.
All right, fine. Well, now let's go to your friend there, to Angela. Angela, do you agree with that?
Yes, I certainly do. I think when thimerosal, the mercury-based preservative, was first introduced in medicine, I think it was the best they had at that time. But we've come a long way since the 30s, and we have a lot of other safer preservatives, certainly, than the second most toxic heavy metal known to man, a potent neurotoxin to be injected in children.
Of course, the government insists that there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and if you have children that are autistic, the last thing you would want to do would be to think about getting them treated. Oh, it would be a terrible thing. Why, if you had them treated, it might hurt their kidneys or their liver, and there are a lot of quacks out there that are saying it ought to be treated. And, well, how do you feel about that?
If you look, Dr. Monteith, actually at Eli Lilly's material safety data sheet, on thimerosal, it tells you if you come in contact with this product, to chelate. So parents are doing exactly what Eli Lilly, the maker of thimerosal, told us to do to begin with.
In fact, the incredible thing about this whole story is that thimerosal was really methylated. When I first became a physician, we used to put that red stuff on the skin, and that's how you sterilize the skin, until they found out the kids were getting toxicity from putting this on the skin. So they said, well, this is so toxic, we can't put it on the skin. Well, we're going to withdraw methylate from the market. And so you couldn't buy it anywhere in the United States. It was too toxic to put on the skin, but it was all right to inject into the bodies of newborn infants in the nursery.
Right, and I think that came, Dr. Monteith, after, and you're probably familiar with the 1977 study by D.G. Fagan, where there were 10 deaths among 13 infants.
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guests this afternoon are Amy Carson and Angela Medlin, and they are with Moms Against Mercury. And they are trying to educate the American people about the danger of the thimerosal that was in the vaccines. And, of course, the great tragedy is, even though they've taken it out of childhood vaccines here in the United States, they are sending it to children in underdeveloped countries throughout the world. So if it isn't safe to use in America, why aren't they using it elsewhere? If there's no harm, why did they take it out of the American vaccines? If there is harm, why are we giving it throughout the rest of the world? And in many countries of Europe where they've studied this, my understanding is they don't allow the thimerosal in their vaccines. Have you looked into that at all, either Amy or Angela?
Oh, absolutely. There are several countries, including Sweden, Russia, France, England, Denmark, said that have made the use of thimerosal illegal. One thing I'd like to comment on about what you said about the United States taking out of all vaccines, they have greatly reduced it in many vaccines. You can get vaccines three ways in America. You can get them mercury-free with a trace amount of mercury, or and some shots still contain the full amount of mercury.
And now, which thoughts shots do? And I think that's so important. We know that it's still in the influenza. What about the meningococcal meningitis? And
it's still in there. It's still in there. There's a Japanese flu vaccine that still has it in there. It is certainly in still several vaccines that are still given. It's still in some of the multi-dose ones like Pediarix. Angela, jump in here if I'm missing
any. Some of the DT, which if your child has a reaction to the DTP, they're going to
give them a DT,
and that contains the full amount.
And the DP does, Stella.
Yes.
The DT.
Well, the PD,
like
yeah,
if a child has a reaction
to the
DPT, they'll then give them, after the boosters, will be DT, and they'll contain the thimerosal.
And I think that the parents have to understand that you had better be responsible for your child's health, because the doctors, and I love the doctors, they're trying to do the best they can, but they are told by the CDC, there's nothing to worry about. They're told by the NIH, there's nothing to worry about. They're told by the American Pediatric Association and the AMA, there's nothing to worry about. Trust us, you know, there's no harm at all for the thimerosal. It's a bunch of hysterical parents. Well, I think a lot of these parents have done the studies, and they've looked at the information and what happens to the animals that get this, and of course the terrible devastation is produced on many of their children. And I've talked to an awful lot of doctors who had believed like everybody else did until their children became autistic, and then they became believers. But then it was too late.
That's right. Well, and
well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Amy Carson and Angela Medlin, and they're with Moms Against Mercury. And, of course, you can go to their website, www.momsagainstmercury.org. That's momsagainstmercury.org. Amy, how did you get involved in this effort to educate the American people?
Well, unfortunately, my son is one of the injured children. He was born healthy and normal. He made all his milestones. And unbeknownst to me, each time he was vaccinated, he was overdosed with ethyl mercury in each sitting of his injections of well visits. And after he got his one-year shots, it kind of was the straw that broke the camel's back, and he just basically stopped progressing. He didn't have any speech. He had just minimal words, and the speech he did have was very strange, and you just couldn't understand it. So we had him, took him all over the country to find out what was wrong with him, and we saw geneticists, neurologists, developmental pediatricians, and each had a different diagnosis for him, and each doctor, and some doctors actually said, we really just don't know. When I took all the abnormal tests from each doctor, because each time we'd see a doctor, we'd have a couple of abnormal tests, but they would find it clinically insignificant, because it wasn't what the doctor was looking for, so they would push it aside. When I took all the abnormal tests together, after I found out when my son was 4 years old that mercury was a component in his vaccines, which I inadvertently found out from another mom, it clearly showed mercury toxicity. So after taking him to several medical doctors and having them look at these tests, he is now deemed mercury toxic.
How is he doing?
He has improved greatly since doing mercury chelation therapy to remove the mercury out of his body, which he has a very hard time detoxifying himself. And so with that, when he was 7 years old when we started, he was still wearing diapers, couldn't hold a conversation, couldn't answer questions, and now he's able to do all those things. He is potty trained, he stopped drooling, you can ask him questions and get answers, he can feel the cold, he can feel his hands and his feet, I mean, on and on. Now, he is not cured. He's 9 years old. He has a long way to go, but he's come so far by doing mercury chelation therapy.
And yet, of course, the medical establishment and the New York Times and Time Magazine and Newsweek Magazine and U.S. News and World Report and the entire establishment and the television networks will do everything they can to discourage parents from getting treatment that can really help their children.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. And, you know, it's Angela and I always tell people, you know, that we truly believe there. If you look at the study of where it compares from Safe Minds, that compares autism and mercury poisoning, they absolutely mirror each other. And we feel calling it autism just enables and empowers the people that caused this atrocity to happen to shift the blame and call it something else. We feel it's time that autism FAMI is called for what it is, and it is truly mercury poisoning.
And, of course, what's so interesting here in California is that since they took the mercury out of the vaccine, suddenly the incidence of new cases for the first time is beginning to drop. But, of course, the CDC can't let you know that, because then you would lose all the confidence in these people back at the Centers for Disease Control. And I've been there, and I will tell you that when I was back there back in about 1988-89, I never met a group of people I was more convinced were totally evil. So let's get on with Angela. Angela, certainly you've been on the front lines of this battle. Where would the average parent go to get some information on this? What do you have on your website that would help people with autistic children to understand?
Well, our website would just be a start. I would start doing a search on the word thimerosal, mercury and autism. There's other websites out there as well. There's nomercury.org. There's Safe Minds. There's Dads Against Mercury now. There's Boyd Haley's website. There's lots of information, but this isn't something Amy and I just one day decided. It took a lot of time and research and putting pieces together before we could say, oh my gosh, this really happened to my child. I mean, for my child was being labeled as Asperger's, a form of high-functioning autism, he was displaying the exact same symptoms of mercury poisoning. And then you go start researching and then looking at the closed-door transcripts of the CDC, and you realize those folks even know what they've done to the American children.
They've known all along. In fact, it was in the early 1990s when Dr. Hilleman, who is the chief vaccinologist for Merck Company, sent an email, and this is, of course, included in the record, he actually said, we're giving 85 times the maximum daily dose to those infants in the nursery, you know. And Merck didn't care about that. They had a different agenda. Some people may think it's money. I have my own opinions as to why they did what they did. But be that as it may, they knew that this was so terribly, terribly toxic. And have you gone into the Southwood hearings at all? And what this was the group, I think, of 55 government experts that they got together, and along with the vaccine manufacturers, to talk about the possibility. This was in the year 2000 in Georgia. Have you studied that at all?
Oh, yes. Both of us have looked at. I'll be honest, it's been a while since I've read the Simpson Wood transcript. I had to throw it down because it's disgusting to read as a parent of an injured child, because you realize these people have known for a long time what was going on. Merck knew way back when. Everybody knew except for the parents.
And, of course, what was fascinating is that, one of the people at this Simpson Wood meeting said, my grandchildren are not going to get any of this. And another one said, well, I'm not going to give my children anything that's going to even take one point off their IQ. And yet all of them kept quiet and allowed the cover-up to continue.
They were instructed to keep quiet, too. They were instructed in that meeting to keep quiet.
Well, I think it's about time that people have the courage to tell the truth. But you see, the average doctor isn't going to know because the government actually will threaten people and go after them who tell the truth. And this is the great tragedy of what's going on today. And certainly I've run into doctors, certainly with the fluoride issue, which is a parallel issue, who've actually been threatened losing their jobs, and others have lost their jobs, for daring to tell the truth about what was being done to the minds of our children. Well, of course, as you, the information is out there. Why have they left the toxic doses of mercury in the influenza vaccine and telling all of our children to get it when they're 6 months old? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, like you said, you believe that this is happening for many reasons, and not only money. It does enable them to multi-dose and, make multi-dose files and make lots of money. But, there's been lots of talk about them, and I know this is going to sound terrible and conspiracy theorist, but a lot of this, has been talked about population control.
Well, they use this excuse, well, we have to have this. You have to put the thimerosal in the multi-dose vials because, of course, they might become contaminated. But they don't have to put it in the multi-dose vials for MMR. They don't put that thimerosal in there because it would kill the live virus. So why is it they worry about certain vials, you know, that have something there that is dead, like the toxoid, or you know, but they're not worried about the live virus vials. So I think that maybe they're just using excuses. Have you ever had that thought? That there's sort of a consistency, inconsistency in everything they're doing?
Oh, absolutely. I can give you a really good example of inconsistency by the CDC. Angela and I organized a very large rally in D.C. in July with the help of several other national organizations called the Power of Truth Rally in D.C. back on July 20th, and our rally was on Wednesday. Well, suddenly the CDC held a very private, closed-door, high-credentialed, press-only press conference the Tuesday prior to talk about vaccines and the mercury in vaccines. And CDC, well, I should say Julie Gerberding, the director of the CDC, if you listen to the whole or read the transcript or listen to a tape of it, she first says there is no longer any mercury in vaccines except for the flu shot. And then later on, she says there is trace amounts in some of the vaccines and full amount in the flu shot. And then she admitted, yes, there is still mercury in some shots other than the flu shot. I mean, it was just so inconsistent.
But you see, what they do is, when you hear all of these things, you get so confused, you don't know what to believe. And you know, we see this all the time in the media,
yes,
where they make one statement and then a contradictory statement and a third statement, and people listen to that, and they get so confused, they just don't know what to believe.
And Dr. Stan, the timing of that CDC, that was a last-minute press conference. Julie Gerberding flew up to D.C. Basically, two moms raising awareness got Julie on a plane to come up there to do a little damage control. And they could not bring themselves to say, all they could say was vaccines did not cause autism. Not one of them could say, well, mercury didn't cause autism. They did a little switch and bait game there. It was unless you know this issue very well, you would think, well, everything's just hunky-dory with the vaccines. And it's not.
And yet, of course, one in six American children today, according to Dr. Geyer, either has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or a behavioral abnormality. And so many of the other children, of course, have their brains loaded down with the mercury, and they haven't had a reaction yet. But as of course, they, you know, they're going to be eating mercury in fish. They're going to be having amalgam fillings put into their teeth. They're going to be breathing it, through the air. It's a byproduct of burning coal. They're going to be drinking their water. And of course, as the level of the mercury gets higher and higher and higher, even if they don't have autism, what's going to happen later down the line? We've seen an explosion of Alzheimer's disease in America, and it isn't just happening. But the government says, gee, we don't know why that's happening, but we can assure you that it has nothing to do with mercury.
Dr. Stan, you've hit on something that I have said so many times. I am so worried about my son's future health and health of a lot of these kids. A lot of these parents think, well, that's, you know, your problem, not my problem. Well, you don't know what's sitting in your child, the mercury level, and children are coming in contact more and more through seafood, through the air. It's the cumulative effect that will get you. And mercury doesn't, that's the nasty thing about mercury, it doesn't show its ugliness right away. It waits to come in and creep into the body and do all sorts of things. It can go in every organ and has the highest uptake to the brain.
But it also is an excellent means of fertility control, but then, of course, in mind control, and of course, it destroys the immune system. We'll be back here in just a moment or two. Welcome your calls here at Radio Liberty. Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well
happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know...
quietly attracting the attention of the smart money investor. And that's with no small wonder when you consider that in those last 3 years, gold has risen over 50% and silver has nearly doubled. So, are you in profit yet? You might think so if you bought gold or silver coins in the last 3 years. And true enough, some coins have increased by as much as 70%. So how do you know how much your portfolio has gained or lost? With a quick call to the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources. 1-800-685-4042. Colonial Resources will give you current market quotes on your gold or silver bullion and collector coins. If you're ready to sell, Colonial pays higher prices for your coins than almost anyone in the industry. And if you doubt that, call the company that sold them to you and ask what they'd buy them for, and then call us. To find out where you stand in the rapidly changing precious metals market, call Colonial Resources today, toll free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and with us is Amy Carson and Angela Medlin, and they're from MomsAgainstMercury.org. That's Moms Against Mercury. And Angela, how did you get involved in this? Do you have a child who's autistic, or your child has Asperger's disease?
That's correct, Dr. Stan. My son was diagnosed at age 3 with a form of high-functioning autism. It was called Asperger's syndrome, and then when he was around 7 years old, I discovered actually the symptoms he was displaying were the exact same symptoms of mercury poisoning. And every time he was vaccinated, it's 7 different times in his life, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, and 18 months, every time he was overdosed on mercury. And then I later, of course, at 7 years old, when he was 7 years old, I discovered he was displaying the exact same symptoms as mercury poisoning. And we did begin to do chelation with oral DMSA, which is, you know, American pediatricians right now give that to children who have lead poisoning, and that's perfectly okay, and nobody would question that.
No, but of course, when you're going to give it for the autism and try to help the child, then they say, oh, think of all the dangers with this. You don't want to do that.
Right.
And you read these articles in the New York Times and in Time Magazine and understand they're actively trying to discourage the parents from treating and helping their children, because if the child gets better after they've been detoxified, that means the government's been lying to us.
Right. I think it's an absolute nightmare for them to have parents, and every time, and it drives me crazy as a parent to watch all these other parents get on TV and they pour their heart and soul into the story and tell about the improvements, and then they'll come right in and say, but this is not an FDA-approved drug. Well, a lot of times they're talking about actually oral DMSA. It is absolutely an FDA drug, and it's used on lead, which is another heavy metal that does neurological damage to children.
And so it's all right, of course, to detoxify the children with the lead, but not the children with the mercury. And sometimes I think that we live in a world gone mad, and other times I'm absolutely certain of it. Well, you know, of course, there is apparently a growing awareness across the nation. Have you read this wonderful book by David Kirby called Evidence of Harm?
Oh, absolutely. And the rally that Amy mentioned that she and I did on July 20th, David spoke there.
And, of course, if you out there in the listening audience, if you have not read this book, you need to get it. You need to read it. We do carry it. We think it's a very important book. You have to understand that the people on the other side know exactly what they're doing. At least some of them do. I think the average doctor, the average the public health officer, I really can't believe that they would, that the CDC would lie. But I'm sure you've heard about the CDC database and how they've done everything they could to keep that from being evaluated.
Oh, yes. I have heard of, well, now the database is owned by a private company.
They, according to David Geyer, they'd given them over $100 million or something,
mm-hmm.
with the one proviso that they would never allow anybody to see the database that the government had put together. Why? Well, they just feel that, it would give the people on the other side an unfair advantage. They're being critical of the government, so they're paying a fantastic sum of our tax money to conceal the truth from the American people, and the company won't get the money if anybody ever sees the database. Where is the outcry from Congress?
We have been told, Amy and I, by members of U.S. Congress from our own state, that there is way too much pharmaceutical money up in Washington to do anything on this issue. And that is very sad. I mean, that is from I've heard that from now three U.S. congressmen.
But what about the children? Is anybody concerned about the children?
Well, they know it, so they know not to do it for their families. But yet they're not willing to tell the public and make sure it doesn't happen to anyone else. They feel they're protected and their families are protected. And I'm not going down with the ship, so we're going to continue doing this so people don't think this really exists.
And Amy just brought up a very good point. We know they know it because they've come up to us and thanked us moms because they just had a grandchild or their child or their niece, and they made sure that they didn't get the thimerosal-containing vaccines. And Amy and I are like, well, hello, how about the rest of the American children?
Right.
Amazed that they admitted it to us, that they wouldn't give it to their relative.
And this is really what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. But when you have the entire media on one side, and then a few moms on the other side, and a few doctors, too, and of course, some of the most outspoken doctors are those that their own children have acquired this terrible, terrible disability. And, of course, the rewarding thing is that there are treatments that are very available. Of course, you're not going to get that from your local pediatrician, your local family doctor, because he's going to tell you it doesn't do a bit of good, because that's what he's told. And unfortunately, he believes what the people in the CDC tell you. And I will tell you that that is where you make me a mistake. We'll be back here in just a moment or two, here at Radio Liberty. If there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the
ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guests this afternoon are Amy Carson and Angela Medlin, and they're both, of course, talking about their moms against mercury and trying to get the information out across America so that parents will know, first of all, that if they have an autistic child, that there is treatment for them. Number two, that certain of the vaccines do still contain the mercury, and you better check the vial, you better check the pamphlet that comes along with it, and certainly it is still there in the influenza vaccine. And of course, those of you who have any question that the influenza vaccine is safe, we would refer you to Dr. Fudenberg's website, where he, and here's a man who's 80 years old, he's written most of the textbooks on vaccination, he is the Dean of Vaccinologists in America Today, pointing out that if you are foolish enough to take an influenza shot and you're between 60 and 65, and you take 3 to 4 shots in a 5-year period, your incidence of disease goes up 1,000%, 1,000% 10 years down the line. And if it'll do that to an adult, what do you think it does to a 6-month-old child? Why would anybody do anything like that? Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Angela, what sort of results are you getting? As you know, you're working along with Amy trying to get the information out. Do you think the American people are really beginning to understand what this is about?
I do. I think, you know, many times I have a so short background, and I'm a Quaker. I've been calling this a movement all along, because parents are uniting to raise awareness. And when Amy and I did this last thing in July, the rally, before we'd have to call and beg the media and everything, well, before we even put out a press release, the word was leaking out and the media was calling us. So I really do see the tides turning. I think that parents are so determined to get this out there because they do not want to see this happen to another child. And they want parents to read the information and know and make educated decisions about whether to vaccinate and what type of vaccines to ask for. So I don't think you can affect as many children. The one out of 166 children, which now have it's an epidemic that looks identical to mercury poisoning, and realize that we overdose, you know, kids on mercury, and not, you know, think that parents are going to get very upset and start raising awareness about this issue.
So the incidence of autism used to be about 1 in 10,000 children. Now it's about 1 in 166 children. And, of course, it's about 5 times more common in boys than in girls. So the chance, if you have a boy and you were foolish enough to go along and believe what you were told, that about 1 in 50, 1 in 60 chances that your child is going to be autistic. But there is hope. There are some exciting treatments coming down. We've interviewed Dr. Mark Geyer and David Geyer on this, and they've had dramatic results for their treatment. And anybody who wants further information on that, we'll be glad to get it for them. Well, you know, what about the other groups? Are you working in contact with so many of the other groups? I know of Dr. Clark and his wife. I think their website is No Mercury, and certainly Dr. Boyd Haley is trying to get out the information, and David Kirby wrote this wonderful book entitled, Evidence of Harm, documents the fact that the government, certain people in the government, knew the danger and did nothing.
Dr. Stan, with the rally, 11 nationally recognized organizations came together to pull off that rally. So we are uniting. They've called us, the autism community. They said there's that we're not all on the same page. Well, there's 11 now national organizations that are on the same page, and we are not going to stop. These parents are upset. They are uniting, and we are committed to doing everything we can to raise awareness about this issue so that we can get mercury totally out of vaccines in this country and somehow, on some level, force this government to own up to what they did to our children.
All right, fine. Well, I think that, of course, they've done everything they could. We know that, for instance, when they put through the Office of Homeland Security legislation, they stuck in the middle of the night so nobody would know about it, a special provision so that Eli Lilly couldn't be sold for poisoning the minds of our children. And what happened to that? Were they able to pull that thing off? Nobody even knew it was in there. It was, 40,000 pages of it. They buried that to get it through the legislation. Then it would become the law of the land that the parents and the children would have no rights at all.
Well, the parents did find out about it. And we held a rally about it, and we got the support of several Congress members and senators, and we were able to get that provision repealed out of the Homeland Security bill. But, you know, it's funny, when the government does sneaky things like that, it truly turns around and bites them in the butt, because what that did for us, it was bittersweet, because what it did for us is it finally gave us validity and credibility as parents who were saying there's a problem with the mercury in vaccines, because before that we were portrayed as freaks. You talk about being anti-vaccine, or they portray you as anti-vaccine, that you're considered anti-American. So that really pumped up our credibility, because then the press was going, maybe the parents are right, and they do have something here. So suddenly the press wanted to know more about this. So in essence, it truly helped us. It didn't hurt us, because we are triumphant in getting it thrown out. And at the same time, it built up our validity and credibility, because finally the world was going, wait a minute, now if the government is going to such lengths to cover this up, maybe these parents are right. Maybe they do have something here.
And I think really the techniques that are used, that they demonize, they marginalize, they ridicule anybody who goes against what the establishment wants you to believe. Let's go to Ken, who's calling us from Watsonville. Hi, Ken. Do you have a question or comment?
I just wanted to throw out the situation. In other words, I see in my toxicology book, it doesn't mention cancer as being caused from mercury, and I do know that they have used, and it doesn't mention for a war weapon.
I'm sorry, what?
They've used it in explosives, I know, but it doesn't mention it in the toxicology book, but it does mention birth defects. And I just wanted to ask, because they don't recognize any medical problems if you have all of these things that you're talking about, neurotoxins and so forth, because it's you're not supposed to allow neurotoxins to be regulated, and they don't exist according to industry and government.
I'm sorry, and the neurotoxins don't exist according to government.
It may be a shock to you, but the people that are chemically ill, like I am, and you know I am, Dr. Stan, neurotoxins are a non-medical issue. They don't exist.
Well, I think if you and I both know that they do exist.
I know.
Thing is that basically the government has all sorts of laws against mercury. In fact, they're very concerned about it in fish. They're very concerned about it in the air. They're so concerned that they took all the mercury out of the thermometers. They took it out of the sphygmomanometers. They're trying to do everything they can to get it out of the air. But then they're giving it to our children in shots, knowing full well they're toxic. Doses, I think it's a scam.
The different agencies are fighting over this. The EPA says the mercury, the FDA, and the government and such do not acknowledge mercury and so forth, is what I was basically
all right, fine.
Asking.
Let's get our guests' thoughts on that. Amy, have you heard anything at all about that sort of thing?
No, I haven't. I've actually heard that this government does say that mercury is a neurotoxin in it, and they seem to tell you it's unsafe in the air, in the fish, but yet it's okay to inject it in you. For example, the EPA and the CDC warn pregnant women not to consume too much fish, especially tuna fish, during their pregnancy, but yet at the same time, they recommend that pregnant women receive the flu shot that contains 25 micrograms of mercury. It makes no sense, but even in our state hearings for our state bill to ban mercury-containing vaccines, there is no argument that the pediatricians from the North Carolina Society of Pediatrics will absolutely stand up there and say, yes, we agree, mercury is a powerful neurotoxin. However, we don't feel that it's a unsafe issue in vaccines, which is ludicrous and makes no sense.
But, of course, the thing is that the pediatricians who really understand what's going on are really afraid to speak out because they'll be ostracized from the club. After all, they're going against what the government has said. And the CDC, which has been talking about safe sex, and we now have something like 65 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease, thanks to the CDC's policy of safe sex. How can we possibly question anything they tell us? Aren't they like God? Well, I think it's about time the American people started to think and begin to use the good mind God gave them if it isn't too full of mercury.
That's true. But, an interesting thing, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended in 1999 that thimerosal, the mercury-containing preservative, be removed from vaccines as soon as possible. However, it wasn't mandated and it wasn't mandatory, so it wasn't pulled off the shelves or yanked out of vaccines. But yet, the American Academy of Pediatrics doesn't want to stand by their statement, and the AAP folks are the ones that are working the hardest against state legislation to ban mercury-containing vaccines when these bills would only implement what they recommended back in 1999.
We live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are really sane. Everybody thinks we're crazy. Here in California, I will give Arnold Schwarzenegger credit for signing legislation was opposed by the AMA and by the American Academy of Pediatrics and everybody else and the public health officers, and they banned mercury here. When will it be out? Is it 2006 has to be out of everything?
2007, isn't that right, Angela? July 2007 for California?
I believe. There's six states now. It's hard to keep up with them.
But it's all right to poison the kids until then, but by 2007 you got to quit poisoning them.
Well, here, the way they've written it up is, if you're 35 months and younger, you can't get the poison, but if you're 36 months and older, you will be getting the poison.
And, of course, in my estimation, they make such a fuss about getting the influenza shots for the older people. After all, a lot of them are useless eaters. They're not very productive, and there really is an attitude, if we don't do something about it, the Social Security system's going to come toppling down. When you got a 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease, and if you want to question that, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you the abstract, copy the abstract, Dr. Fudenberg's webpage, or you can go and look it up yourself. 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease if you go along with what the medical establishment tells you. And I'm not criticizing the average doctor. He just doesn't know because he's working when our programs are on the air. What do you think about mercury fillings? Have you gone into that aspect of it and the mercury that comes out of the fillings?
Absolutely. We Angela and I met some really great folks that deal with the dental issue, and we were involved in a congressional hearing about a year and a half ago. And Angela and I have since removed all our mercury fillings when we realized how dangerous they were, because, like the rest of America, we thought these silver fillings were silver. We had no idea they were mercury. So we also are very, when we talk about the mercury vaccines, we also let people, we also talk about the mercury amalgam issue. We feel, you know, that mercury period is not good, and that we really do talk about it in all issues. However, the one closest to home for us is, you know, the mercury in vaccines, but we also let people know that it's known that the mercury passes through the placenta to the unborn fetus. So, because I've asked pregnant moms, did you ever wonder why the doctor tells you don't have any dental work done while you're pregnant? Well, moms don't know, and I didn't know. I was told the same thing, but now I found out why, because they knew that mercury amalgams would affect the unborn fetus. But they don't come out and tell you that.
And, of course, because the dentists at their organizations, you know, if you are a dentist and you come out and say this, they'll come after you. And in certain states of the United States, if you are a dentist and you say mercury fillings are bad, they'll take away your dental license. In Sweden today, the government will not pay for mercury dental fillings. They know what's going on over there. They're trying to protect their people. And here in the United States, well, there are too many old people anyway. And if you want, that's an entirely different subject we've done. Have you met Dr. Boyd Haley, who's professor of, and chairman of the Department of the University of Kentucky, chemistry?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Angela can tell you all about him. He speaks at all our press conferences. That man is the most selfless human being we've ever met, that fights so hard for our children to get the word out about the mercury and vaccines and mercury and amalgams. We just think the absolute world of him.
And, of course, the incidence of Alzheimer's disease is exploding. And
yes,
the people in the CDC say, well, we know it's exploding, but we have no idea. But the one thing we can tell you is this absolutely has nothing to do with mercury or dental fillings. And yet, you know, if you analyze the brains of these people, they're loaded down with mercury. That's the problem.
I know everything they say goes against what the science is showing, but they aren't showing the people the science.
And the average individual does not have time to get up on the Internet and go through all the scientific studies. And they need to, because they cannot depend on anybody else to protect their health. Well, how many, are you getting a lot of support from other people? Are other people rallying to, you know, to help you as well? Now, you say there are about 12 organizations that you're working with?
Correct. Yes, we are. And kind of that 12, the vast majority of them grew after the Homeland Security Bill. So Bill Frist, what he created was a nightmare for the pharmaceutical companies.
Well, I certainly
and
hope
the CDC.
So. And he ought to be ashamed of himself as a physician to put more importance in the profits of the drug companies than in the health of the American people.
Correct.
And, of course, for those of you who don't know who Bill Frist is, he is the majority leader in the House, in the United States Senate. So he's he of course, he is, you know, basically the most significant senator in the United States Senate. He leads the United States Senate today. And he was the one, of course, going right along to insert this bill in the middle of the night so no one would ever know that they were going to give Eli Lilly a pass. Eli Lilly knew that thimerosal was so toxic you couldn't put it on the skin, but it was all right to put into the vaccines because we had to sterilize the vaccines, but they didn't worry about sterilizing the MMR vaccine. It was only the DPT and the Hep B and a few of the others. So there's sort of an inconsistency. I don't think they're really being honest. You, Amy?
Absolutely not. I really don't. And, you know, the CDC, they have to understand, they think it's parents like us giving out the information we are that's breaking down the American immunization program. But you know what? It's not us. It's them, because there are inconsistencies. Now this is a total trust issue. And we've had many parents that we've told, you know, that their doctors told them mercury is out of vaccines, but because we've told them, you get that insert and read it for yourself and read the ingredients, and the parent was shocked where the doctor just said there was no mercury in the vaccines, and they get the insert and they say, well, doctor, this mercury is still listed here. This is a trust issue. And in essence, in this time and age, I'm sorry, I am starting to blame doctors, because they are not taking the time to to learn a little more about what they're handing to patients. They just want to hand out pills instead of finding out what the problem is with the patient.
Well, I think it's up to the patients to help educate the doctors.
Absolutely.
They're good people, but it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to get the facts, get the information, and then help the doctor so he can understand. I don't think he wants to do the wrong thing.
I don't think so, but I think they let the pharmaceutical companies wine and dine them, and I think they should find out a little more about certain things, especially the thimerosal, when so many patients are bringing it to their attention. I think it's time they started looking into it a little more.
Okay, we're out of time. God bless you. Guest event, Amy Carson and, Angela. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991. It tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM? If you're looking...
of cases out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our producer was commenting that Senate Bill 3 is being before the legislature now, and it may override the bill on mercury, so they can put the mercury back into the vaccines and harm our children. Would anybody want to do that? Why would anybody want to harm children? Let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever thought there really are people who'd like to harm children? We have aborted between 40 and 45 million children in America since Roe versus Wade, and paid for the abortions of hundreds of millions of others. And American money initially was used to finance the China one-child policy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who would like to hurt children. And until you understand the degree of wickedness we're up against, you can't make any sense of what's going on today. We have an excellent four-tape set on autism. We have two tape sets on mercury that cover autism and Alzheimer's disease and all the other plethora of diseases that are produced by this very toxic substance, which is too toxic to put onto your skin. But it's all right to inject into your child in the nursery. And they knew, according to Dr. Hilleman, who is the chief vaccinologist for Merck Company, that it was 85 times the maximum daily allowance. And they gave it all within the first few hours of life. And then we wonder why we have so many children who have problems today. Well, we have an excellent book. It's called Evidence of Harm by David Kirby. And if you haven't read it, you really need to get the book and you need to read it. And then, of course, we have a video. It's called Uninformed Consent. That's Uninformed Consent. And we'll have Christy Diamond on, who's worked with that, and she'll be our guest here either today or tomorrow. So you need to get the information. You need to find what's going on, and you need to begin to learn to protect yourself. Now, one of the best books we have is called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It's written by Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's a personal friend. I've known Russell for 20 years, a neurosurgeon in Jackson, Mississippi. We carry three books he's written. Health and Nutrition Secrets Are Going to Save Your Life. And you need to get it. It will tell you about vaccinations. It will tell you about mercury and how they're poisoning the children. And, of course, it's very good for birth control as well. And then how fluoride, water fluoridation, of course, it has an effect on the minds of our children. And, of course, it's very good for birth control. And then, of course, aspartame and NutraSweet, which, of course, has an effect on the minds of our children and also very good for birth control. And so many other subjects in there that you need to know about to protect yourself and the health of your family. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So again, a four-tape set on mercury, on autism, two four-tape sets on mercury, one the traditional set and then the mercury update, the video, Uninformed Consent, where you'll actually see the mercury coming off of a dental filling. And then, of course, the Evidence of Harm by David Kirby. Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have a four-tape set of interviews with Dr. Blaylock called Life-Saving Secrets. That's Life-Saving Secrets. And then, of course, we also carry his other books, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, going to the background of NutraSweet. They know what it does. They know, of course, that it produces pathological obesity. We hear all the talk, oh, we have so many children obese, how could that happen? Well, they know, in fact, if you feed this to cattle, they get excessively obese. You feed it to animals, they get excessively obese. They knew it produced brain tumors and convulsions and mental defect and endocrine disruption. And all of these things were known long before this was ever legalized back in 1981 to put into our food. And you see all these children, and they're drinking Diet Coke and Dr. Cola. I think one of them is taking the aspartame out because they know the litigation that's coming down the line. When the American people realize about the pathological obesity they've created in our children with the resultant diabetes and hypertension and a destruction of their health. So, again, our website, RadioLiberty.com, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.